Miguel and I are operating within a gift economy, which is an indigenous practice that was stopped or tried to be stopped, hasn't fully stopped, and also comes out of ancient matriarchal cultures as well. And yeah, so we're kind of living into that gift economy. And so my birthday was a few weeks ago, and we ended up doing an art sharing night and had people come and bring art. And so this idea of actually doing a public event on our birthdays and gifting, you know, something on our birthdays is, yeah, because we haven't been big in celebrating our birthdays. They haven't been a big deal throughout our relationship. But now that we've taken on this gift economy, we actually have a new way of celebrating our birthdays. So I'm here starting this new tradition of us sharing gifts of, you know, what we have to offer and what we can bring into our lives through inviting people in.
I put down philosopher on the poster for tonight, mainly because I think I'm an exploratory artist, philosopher, teacher of all kinds. And philosophy for me, I guess in a way, is really just about always thinking and asking questions and having perspective and taking a larger perspective and then a larger perspective of that, then coming back down, taking a smaller perspective. So it's not going to be a really super formal talk or anything, but I'm going to do a little bit of an intro about my personality based on my geography of where I lived in Calgary, which is where I am now. This just to give you a sense of my personality from a geographic and morphological point of view. So from a point of view of how one is grown up and situates in geographies and how that might shape one's behaviors, personality in later life. So I've actually been researching this when I moved back to Calgary two years ago from the United States. Barbara and I are in Illinois. I live right now about four blocks away from when I was 4 years old to 8 years old.
Wow.
So I actually can walk four blocks. I go up the escarpment hill, which is of the Bow River escarpment, and boom, my house is there, and it's still actually there, the original house. So I've been spending time actually going up there, drawing, photographing, doing a bit of research with maps, and hanging out on the escarpment, which is this grassy slope, a steep grassy slope where they can't build. And that's why I love that place. It's right, so I'm going to describe this place to you now. So from 4 to 8, which are these major times of a person's personality shaping, the school that I went to, still there, is about one block away to the north. That's what I call the institutional part of my life. That was also the community centers there. So that is what I call the institutions, the socializing forces that were part of my world. And that was one block away from where we lived. So let's come from that institution now, if you can imagine, one block to our front street, 7th Avenue. And 7th Avenue in the front of our house is what I call the proper placement of your individual home within the social and community. And you might notice that people's front yards and the front of their house is often given a whole lot of attention. And it's given a lot of attention because it reflects what's in the house and it's an image towards the institution and the social world. Now when you go through my house and I walk through, I can even do that to this day, I go into the backyard, and the backyard is a mess and shambles, there's an old car, there's a garage falling down, and it's, then you come to the back alley. And the back alley is gravel and it's very much deteriorated, big grass all over the place and bottles and garbage. And this journey from the social institutional world of the correct, the clean, the schooling that I went to, as I walk back, then I come to the most important for me is the edge of the escarpment, which is the edge of a hill. So I walk right over the back alley and I come to this grassy open area, this natural area. And that escarpment drops off very quickly and drops down maybe about 30, 40 feet. And that is where I played all the time. So what I'm giving you a sense right now, I actually walk this many times a week. I go and I re-walk that route to remember those differences from the social institution to the wild nature part of my growing up. And that's where I played and hung out, was on the escarpment. So I've actually used the term that I have an escarpment personality. And what I realize, it's because the escarpment isn't a wonderful thing. Just think, you're 4 years old, 5 years old. In those days, parents didn't watch you every second. You were free, and I would walk out to that grassy slope, and then you get to drop over the edge. And it's that dropping over the edge that I could have the perspective of looking over the whole city from that view and being out of view of my parents' home, out of view of the institutions and the formal world. And that, to me, I think, is still a spirit in me that I like to have big perspectives. I like to sit on top of the world and look down and out. So now you know a little bit about my personality that's deeply in the geography of where I was born. So for a moment, before I jump in a little bit more about the meaning of betrayal, and what I mean by that is, what is the meaning of betrayal without resentment? And that's where it gets really tricky, because I feel like I'm on an impossible journey here of a life of a lot of betrayal, and I'm not alone. And yet, how do I have that journey in betrayal without resentment? So that'll be a bit of the focus of me talking and sharing some of my experiences and stories with politics and the political sphere. But first, I'm going to ask each of you, why in the world are you doing this? And I'm just going to tell you, I'm doing it because I wanted to do something different on my birthday. Never done this before. I'm interested in giving gifts of my gift and then receiving the gift of your attention. I couldn't think of something I would want to do more than that in a relational exchange tonight.